So let me start again. It's good to be able to... I'm only kidding. I always get a bit of stick for doing stuff like that, so... I just want to say Happy New Year to the church and to everybody watching live on social media. Just as a quick... a two-minute thing or a quick 20-second thing. Paul and Julie are watching, and so are Paul and Sue Dunning. I think it'd be just good just to welcome them on, if we can just give them a cheer, and just a thanks for watching. But if you are watching live on Facebook and on social media, then I just ask you that you'll like and follow our page. I just bit of promotion for church, and it's Facebook/Hope House Church Barnsley, or if you're on Twitter, it's at Hope Barnsley. Also, to everybody else in here, if you haven't liked us on Facebook and Twitter yet, I think it's about time you ought to. So. And it just keeps us up to date with everything that's happening in church. But what an awesome privilege it is to be able to speak to you on the first evening service of the new year in 2018. 2018, was it going? But tonight, I thought it would be appropriate to speak to you on the subject of new beginnings. It's a new year, and I believe... It can be a start of a new beginning for some people. I believe that 2018 is going to be a significant year for us both as a church and as individuals as we seek to grow and develop. And also as we seek to do the will of God in Barnsley and our surrounding communities and our areas. I also believe that tonight... can be a start of a new journey for some people as they look to move forward into 2018 with Jesus at the centre of their lives. So here we go. In Revelation chapter 21 verse 5, when God was talking about a new heaven and a new earth, it says, "He who was seated on the throne said, 'I am making everything new.' Then he said, 'Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true.'" In this passage, God is talking about new beginnings. A new heaven and a new earth. It will be a place where God will dwell with his people forever. but if we don't know who we are, we will never know how we ought to live. And if we don't know how we ought to live, then we will never know what we need to do to gain that new beginning. It's only by sharing the good news of Jesus that we will find out what we need to do to change and what we need to do to gain that new beginning. You see, God's promises are true. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, it says, "If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come." And if you have given your life to Christ already, then you are already that new creation. But if you haven't given your life to Christ, then why not change that this year? Why not secure your eternal future in heaven? Why not make that promise to God? In John chapter 14, verses 1 to 4, it says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have not told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be there with me." And also, sorry, let me start again. John chapter 1, verse... John 1. It's all going to pot this, isn't it? So, in John chapter 14, verses 1 to 4, it says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have not told you that I am going to there to prepare a place for you? And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you there to be with me, that you may also be there where I am." That were a tongue twister for me, that one. "You know the way to where the place I am going. So what does that mean? What really happens to us when we give our life to Christ? This is not a joke, but I'm going to give you 7 points. and they're going to be quick points. But let me give you 7 quick points of the gifts that God gives to you when you commit your life to Christ. Number one, it gives you a new relationship. The first thing that happens when we give our lives to Christ is God gives us a new relationship. Once we were separated from God because of our sins, not just separated, but we were alienated from him. In Ephesians chapter 2, verses 12, it says that we were excluded without hope and without God in the world. The first thing that happened when you commit your life to Christ is that God will give you a new relationship. He will now be your heavenly Father and you will be his child, spiritually reborn into his family. Point number two, I told you they were going to be quick. A new citizenship. The second thing God gives you when you commit your life to Christ is a new citizenship. You are still a citizen of a country, i.e. United Kingdom or wherever, but you are also a citizen of the kingdom of God. As long as we are on this earth, we possess dual citizenship. On one hand, we belong to our earthly nation, and we are called to be good citizens, some of us, all of us. But on the other hand, we are also a citizen of the kingdom of God. Our loyalty is to God. And if someone demands that we do wrong, we must obey God rather than man. And it tells you that in Acts chapter 5, verse 29. Point number three, a new family. Not only does God give us a relationship with himself and makes us citizens of the kingdom, but he also gives us a new family. And that is the family of God. You aren't just related to God, but you are now related to other believers. Everyone who truly believes in Christ is now your spiritual brother or sister. There is only one reason you are never alone in Christ. Now the only reason that you are never alone in Christ. You are part of God's family, with brothers and sisters who love you and want to help you on your journey to grow and to develop. Point number four, a new purpose. Some people are very focused, using all their energy to reach their goals. Others go through life with little or no purpose or direction. They're the people who live for the moment, never thinking about anybody else, about where they're going or what they're doing. And these type of people have one thing in common. They are only living for themselves, and they are only living for their own happiness. When we give our lives to Christ, God gives us a new purpose. We now want to live for Christ, not just for ourselves. Point number five, he gives us a new power. One thing that the Bible tells us when we come to Christ, God himself comes to live within us by his Holy Spirit. When you come to Christ, the Holy Spirit comes to live within you, and that is a personal thing. God has given us a new purpose, but without that power, without the Holy Spirit, we will never be able to achieve that purpose. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, it says, Jesus promised, you will receive the power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. We are not meant to live our Christian lives in our own strength. God has provided his Holy Spirit to help us. Point number six, flying through these. A new destiny. The word salvation means to change. And the most radical of all is when we come to Christ, God gives us a new destiny. Before we give our lives to Christ, we are heading for a place called hell. And that is a real place. It's not just a place that's made up, it is a real place. It's a place of pain, it's a place of suffering, and it's a place of torment. And it's a place of total separation from God and all his love. When we give our life to Christ, we are heading for a place called heaven. It's a place where God dwells. It's a place where there is love, it's a place where there is peace, and it's a place where there is no separation from God. And we read this at the beginning of Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 at the very beginning. It says, backtrack a bit. It says, and once we were bound for an eternal separation, but now we can live with God forever. Once we had no hope of eternal life, and now we do. In Romans chapter 6, verse 23, it says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And in Jesus Christ, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Can I ask that band to get back up, please? Point number 7, the new journey. And this is, I think out of all the 7 points, I think this is the most important point. Remember when we come to Christ, God gives us a whole new life. He gives us a new relationship, gives us a new citizenship, gives us a new family, he gives us a new purpose, gives us new power, he gives us new destiny, and finally, he gives us a new journey. Don't take lightly what Christ did for you on that cross. A new journey is the path to follow until the day of Jesus' return, take us to heaven with him. Your decision for Christ is not an end, but it is a start of a whole new beginning. It's a start of a whole new life. We are not only called to be called Christians, but we are called to be Christians, sharing the good news of Jesus. The Christian life is a whole new journey. It's one that will take us the rest of our lives. It's not just one for today. It's not just for one for next week or whatever. It is the one that is it's a lifestyle. And it's a journey that we're all on together, encouraging each other along the way. In Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, it says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Will the start of 2018 be the time when you make the decision for a new beginning? Will the start of 2018 be the time when you decide to make a life-changing decision and give your life to Jesus and make the declaration to follow him for the first time? Will the start of 2018 be the time when, as backslidden Christians or people that's been struggling before and still are struggling, will it be the time when you decide to recommit your life back to God and to rejoin your brothers and sisters in Christ on that journey that God has planned for you? In John chapter 3, verse 16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. What will your decision be at the start of this year? Will 2018 be that significant turning point in your life? As we move on through tonight, I would like to give you an opportunity to give your lives to Christ, whether it be here tonight, or whether it be in this place, or whether it be on social media. If you're watching on social media, there's no better place than in your own front room or wherever to give your life to Christ. But what an awesome privilege it is to start 2018 on the right foot, on the right path, and with your eternal future secured in Jesus. Just want to pray and give you that opportunity. So if you want to bow your heads and we'll just go through the prayer, the prayer for salvation. It says, Lord Jesus, I know I've done things wrong in my thoughts, my words and my actions. There are so many things that I have not done. There are so many wrong things I have done. I am sorry for those wrong things and I turn from everything I know to be bad. You gave your life for me on a cross and gratefully I give my life back to you. Now I ask you to come into my life, come in as my Saviour to claim me, coming as my Lord to lead me, and I will serve you all the remaining days of my life. If you can put the last slide up, as I was preparing, I come across these three quotes or pictures. Obviously, one's the New Beginning, which is obviously the title, which gives you the root or the new shoot of a plant. And I believe that is for some people in here tonight, that obviously it is a start of a new journey. It is a start where you can grow your roots deeply in a firm foundation. And the second one is a quote by C.S. Lewis. It says, "You are never too old to set another goal or to dream a new dream." And what better thing to do than dream a dream of giving your life to Jesus and living on that journey with Jesus? And also the last one, it says, "Remember, as long as you are breathing, it is not too late for that new beginning." 2018, is this going to be the year and the time that you'll change? Give that decision for that new beginning. The choice is yours. I know which choice I have chosen, but is that going to be the choice that you choose? I just want to hand back over to the band, because they are amazing, and thank you and God bless.
History behind us, destiny before us, every heart is bowed down. From the field of battle into great blessing, nothing left to fear now. When